Hey, Geneva, what baby do we got today? Do we got a happy baby or an upset baby, a sleeping baby? What do we got going on with the baby?
Happy baby this morning.
Yeah. Let's get to the nitty-gritty here, Geneva. Megan's got a story about love. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, I couldn't be more specific. Megan, anyways, take it away. What are we dealing with today?
A question that has bugged everyone since the dawn of time. What is love? And Geneva, you are the expert on love, so who better to ask than the Book of Love Canada herself, Geneva Dickey. This person says, our inquisitor today is 24. She's a young woman saying, I'm 24 now and I've never been at all in love or in a relationship with anyone. I'm so in love with the idea of love, I get upset at times remembering that I've never experienced it romantically. Girl, you need a relationship for that first. I'm such a hopeless romantic. How would you know if you've not dated? And I'm just constantly waiting for the one to come by or just someone I can experience love with the way that I want to. How does it feel being in love, and how do you know when you're in love? Okay, before you get into this, Geneva, I already know kind of what you're going to say because she's already expressed she's never been in a relationship. So we don't know. She doesn't say if she's dating or not. We just know that she's never been in a relationship. So just putting it out there, I'm aware of that, and I think I know where this is going.
Honestly, we get quite a bit of this. I get, you know, men and women probably in their 20s, sometimes even 30s and 40s and 50s that have never been in love. And what I see happening there, and I'm not sure if this is the case or not, but we're over-romanticizing what love is. So this comes from Disney. Disney has ruined relationships. So has romance novels and things like that. So her ideal love is this man that's going to come and sweep her off the feet and give her everything that she wants and you know, just be Prince Charming, basically. But real, true relationship love, it's like dirty socks on the floor. It's being in that relationship. It's cute little things, but it's not necessarily going to be this grand dose romantic relationship. Now, I'm not sure if that's the case here, but I am seeing that people are over expecting love to be one way when in reality it's something completely different. And it's hard to find when we have big expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely, I think you're getting into, you know, I mean, you are the expert after all, but this is something that as somebody in her 20s has learned also, that love isn't just, you know, that feeling of honeymoon phase and batting your eyelashes and meeting your Prince Charming. It's love itself could be as nitty gritty as choosing to love someone for who they are instead of being annoyed at a certain quirk. You know, maybe you're thinking like, oh, I hate it when they do that, but consciously deciding that you're not going to hate that one specific thing, or, you know, like having them do something that might get on your nerves, that might not jive exactly with what you're you know, down for in a partnership, and, you know, committing to having a conversation and working together as the partnership that a relationship is, instead of just this like, oh my God, they're perfect in every way, because nobody's perfect. So I feel like love is more the commitment of committing.
Agreed. And actually, I would love to know what Andy thinks. I feel that Andy is like a closeted, hopeless romantic.
So my thoughts on it is, I think the simplest way to sum it up is when you're farting in front of the other person and cool with it. That's true love. You know that you've nailed it once you're doing that.
Such a dude answer.
Well, that's not necessarily a dude answer, you know?
And that's how I knew a dude didn't ask this question, is because, she's looking for this crazy romance, but men find love in simple stuff like that.
But I was also just going to mention as well, too, this is actually a tough question for me, because I've definitely, when I was younger, I was, and I've mentioned it before, pretty aggressive when it came to somebody I liked. And
you love bomber.
Yeah, I was a love bomber. Mm. So I've backed off so much now in this day and age that I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I don't know if I could necessarily... I'm kind of in the same boat as this other person where, like, I don't know if I would, I don't know what it is or how to recognize it. It's just one of those things that when it happens, it'll happen, you know? That's kind of where I'm at. Does that make sense?
Andy needs to find love.
Well, I'm not, like, necessarily, like, super looking for it either, right? Like, I'm just like, if it comes along, it comes along, but I'm not, like, hunting it down, you know? That's kind of where I'm at, right? I'm just farting in front of as many girls as I can until I find one that's cool with it, and then I'll know that they're the one.
That's actually
on the first
date,
I think we got to the bottom of what's going on. Well, to answer this listener's question, too, I think probably, too, if she has a really romantic feeling of love and how it feels. I know you're asking, but you don't know until you actually have felt it, right? So, and it's so hard to explain. But probably what she's thinking is she's waiting for the meet cute, which means she gets her heels stuck in a culvert, a dumpster is driving towards her, but Prince Charming just kind of jumps out and saves her. Or he's going to kick down her door as a fireman when her house is on fire. You have to go out and meet a ton of people. If you want to feel in love and you want to be in love, you have to date. And so get out there, go to events, meet friends, you know, flirt and meet lots of people and date, and you're going to feel love eventually.
Geneva, thank you so much for coming on this morning. And if you ever want to check out any of the Book of Love Canada events, you can visit them on social media. And oh, what is the website, too? There's a website, right?
BookofLoveCanada.ca.
Yeah,
there we go. That's perfect. So, yeah, pay it a visit if you want to find out what love feels like. Geneva, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you guys so much for having me. We'll see you next week.